Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today, I have a great program for you all. Hopefully, you're having a great weekend. So first, I'm going to start with Bonchance Longfall, who's a poet in Second Life. He's going to be reading some of his work and some treatise. And then I just discovered the music of Lindsay Sterling from another friend in Second Life, Grimley, who was just at a reading that was going on there. And so I was trying to figure out what's a good sort of music that goes with Bonchance work, and she mentioned the work and the music of Lindsay, and so that's the musician who's going to be featured on the show today. So before I go to BC, I'm going to play one of Lindsay's song, and then we'll chat a little bit and you guys will hear some work by Bonchance. Today has been extremely busy. She started out Angel Jade Writer, who has an open mic every Sunday at 10 a.m. SLT, where she hosts a reading and everybody shares their work. And so it was really a great Sunday. And then right after her, I had an open mic that took place. And then after mine, we had Book Island, more reading, and then the Seated Scribe just finished, which was at 2 p.m. SLT. And so here we are doing the interview on Blog Talk Radio. So let's do a little bit by Lindsay Sterling first, and then BC will come on to talk about his own work and let you guys know what a Charita is. But first, here's Lindsay Sterling. That was Beyond the Veil by Lindsay Sterling. So Lindsay is no stranger to fame. She's a classically trained violinist from Arizona, but she was also on America's Got Talent 5 years ago. So she was voted off during the quarterfinals. And even after that, she was able to still come out and do some amazing work. Her CD is called Shatter Me. And that song you just heard, as I mentioned, Beyond the Veil, directly from SoundCloud. So if you want to hear more music by Lindsay, go to lindsaysterling.com, and you're able to connect with her on social media. She's on YouTube, and you get to learn a little bit about her, who's definitely a breakthrough artist in recent years. So now let's go to Bonchance, who is a featured writer. He's going to be sharing some of his work. So welcome to the show, BC. So it's great to have you back. You haven't been on way too long. So welcome back. Hopefully you're not too nervous. People don't realize this was such a spontaneous plan, right?
I think you pretty much have done that all day, though.
That's just been happening, right? Yeah, all weekend. Do a couple of poems. Well, I told people, this weekend I promoted two books already, and then today I pretty much read from the book 100 Essential Modern Poems by Women. It was edited by Joseph Parisi and Kathleen Welton. This was from 2008. And so luckily I pretty much read from that, and then on Book Island, because people love Lola's stories so much, that's the only time I usually pull out some Lola stories and share those from like ages ago. And so that's the only time you kind of get the Lola stuff. But the one thing I told people I was going to read from was Dietland is the book that I've been reading by Soraya Walker. I kind of finished that this weekend. I'm sure you can't believe that I actually have time to read two books in one weekend, right? Sort of get those things in there. But I was asking you some of the favorite people you like to read, some favorite poets or writers in general you like to share during open mic in Second Life.
Oh, there's, you know, I am a huge fan of poetry, and Arthur Gudeman, Khalil Gibran, Clinton Scollard, Arthur Simons, the list goes on. Keats, of course. There's just too many.
The list goes on.
Fan of poetry.
Yeah, no, I think you do the classics, and then of course you have your own. But I think I was trying to remember earlier when we were in Book Island, I was like, people love hearing you read. And so Selena was saying how she gets goosebumps just hearing you. I think you don't even have to read anything in particular. People just get excited. She's like, read something from the back of a cereal box. Read the menu from this. And then I think it was Storm who was like, your voice is like hot chocolate on a cold winter night. Which is perfect, being in the East Coast, right? All you have to do is speak, and you warm people up.
Well, I don't know. I've heard things about your readings, too.
My voice is not that interesting. I'm telling you. I don't think anyone has ever described my voice as hot chocolate. So, I don't know how they would describe it, but hot chocolate. And you are right here to hear it, which is awesome. So in addition to poetry, I know you also have been writing Charitas, which I didn't know about, I think, until a few years ago when you started mentioning that. I probably heard them, but, you know, when I write, I don't really write sort of with a style in mind. So a lot of time when people hear it or actually see it on paper, certainly it fits into a style, but I don't even know what they are. Why don't you tell our listeners what a Charita is?
Well, a charita for me is a tool, and for any writer who is hitting against that blank page and is experiencing writer's block, I strongly suggest a charita to get you going. It certainly helps because there's so few rules, and also I use Notepad, so there's no formatting, so I can just get the thought down on paper without any formatting concern. Charita, pronounced just like a chair, Rita, is a short verse that tells a story. It was created by an English poet. And it's a Malay word for story or tale. And it's a hesistich, a six-line narrative poem made up of three separate strophes, a single line, a couplet, and a tercet. Syllabic, without specific syllables per line, unrhymed. And what's fun, if you could sit around in a circle and if you've got a group of writers, you can get together and get two or three people together.
You can make one.
The first line, have someone else put two lines on, and have the third person throw down the
other one.
Three lines.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's... go ahead.
And it's because there's no form. And it's not formal, and it really helps you get to write again. And I can give some examples.
Sure, go ahead.
One I called Eclipse. A taste of honey ever lingers on my lips. Life is bright and sunny. I remember the touch of fingertips as my love still simmers warm long after yours has eclipsed.
Ah, I love that.
This one is called Funeral. Rain that earlier was but mist now comes down in torrents full upon my form, washing all warmth and comfort away. Tasting it upon my lips, streams of salt mix the water flow as emotion is wrung from my heart. And one of the things about the Charita is that the form is very slow. You try to get as much of it said in this short period of time as you can. So sometimes you may have a stream of thought that runs beyond the first six. So I had one that I had to call a trilogy and threw three Charitas together. Wounded, bleeding now. At times the flow is stemmed. But at night, ninja dreams with swords of memory reopened old wounds. The bleeding continues, unseen, for it is internal. Tears, crying from constant pain. Tears hidden by the pouring smiles and laughter that hides them so well. Flowing, masked by smiles and laughter from jokes that no longer echo in my ears. Counsel, laying your head on my shoulder, you shattering grief, revealing yourself to me shamelessly in your strength. I give reassurance as you feel exposed, though you are covered, and I am naked in my hypocrisy. That's some examples of Charitas.
That's great. What was the title of the third one again?
It was Trilogy, because there were three.
Trilogy. Nice. I like, those are great. And the way you read them, even though, again, it's six lines, it sort of feel like it's longer. Sort of, it's like there's a buildup or something, even though it's a very short piece when you think of how long a poem can actually be. So those are great, great examples. So a lot of people do go through writer's block, and so this is like straightforward. And I think sometimes trying to make things rhyme is actually more challenging than just writing straight out. So I'm kind of glad it's unrhyming.
There are so many forms in poetry,
mm-hmm.
and rules that you have to follow.
Right.
And one of them that I do adhere to is the haiku, because it's based on nature. There's other forms that you could use that aren't based on, but if it's a haiku, it should be based on nature. But beyond that, one of the writer's mandate is to get their thoughts on paper. And the more rules and the more things you have to be concerned about, the less you're getting down on paper. And this blows away to see concerns about that. One line, two lines, and then three lines. That's the only form that you have to worry about. It really does help with writer's block. And you know, the part about writing, by the way, is when you can get enjoyment from something that you get a little kick from. Here's an example of a Charita that I chuckle because it was thrown away. It's called Night Has Overtaken Day. Colors bleach to contrasting shades. The air turns the ebon hue of purple. I stand on the porch looking out at a cool and gray landscape as the sunflower stares back darkly. A little bit of subtle humor in there.
Yeah, I think that was great. Well, thank you for sharing those. I think, you know, if our listeners have not tried this before, I think it's a great experiment to really try just to have those lines down. What the topic is limitless. You can write about whatever you want. So I'm going to take a little break, go back to play a little more by Lindsay. So as I mentioned, Lindsay Sterling is on SoundCloud, which is really great. And you too, you did some stories in the past on SoundCloud. Some short stories were posted. And I think my first story on there, you read it for me, because I think this year is probably going to be the first thing people are going to hear on SoundCloud instead of the usual story. So let's listen a little more to Lindsay. You guys already heard Beyond the Veil, and then I'm going to do Spontaneous Me, which is another song by her, and then we'll go back to Bonchance for a little more poetry. A musician of the day in his decision, right? But you see, performance from a few years ago, but she's great. I mean, again, it doesn't feel truly sort of classical for someone playing the violin. It's a great mix. What do you think? Do you like the music? So different. I love it. So I was trying to find someone that sort of fit your own classical style. And so I know sometimes you do the classic and then sometimes you break out and do something a little different. You probably don't think you have a specific style, right, in terms of your writing. But it's sort of great when people are very innovative. And so you expect one thing and then they sort of surprise you. But it's still... you know, it's still them. So let's hear a little more about your poetry. So we did a little, you show some examples, share some examples of Truita's. So we'd love for our listeners to hear some of your poetry. What have you chosen to share with us?
Well, we talked earlier and there was one called Breathless that, you know, one of the things that I've noticed, I have a friend here that on Second Life that points out my purple phase because there's a lot of purple in some of my prose early on. And dreams are another thing that occupy me sometimes. This one is called Breathless. I lie upon the surface as I succumb to sleep, sinking into uncharted depths. Wakeful at first as the feeling of brackish water curls its touch round my conscious mind, chilled from its frosted tips before letting go of conscious state, diving deeper into unseen vistas, invisible from the surface, and I feel my mind expand, swimming without thought, before waking, breathless.
Breathless. Oh, I do. This is one of my favorite ones. Breathless. Beautiful, BC. Do you mind sharing another?
Sure. And as some thoughts when you write, you have an idea and then you run with it. And I have a couple of poems that I've done of movement. And I thought of one that I haven't written a poem that has a question in it, you know, which is, you know, asking a question, so I thought I would try one, and it's called Love Season. There was dampness from morning's dew, one cool dawn in a meadow long ago, and it was warm summer when I found love true, but lost it in winter's cold, How was I to know? Floating in quick water, pale petals fallen, tall grasses blowing to soft and gentle breeze. Season's changes crept in a stealthy fashion, all warmth departing, and ferment hearts freeze. The land once pure and undarkened now shows a stark and shadowed repose. And all about me now grows a bitter cold. This loss now has me in its throes. How was I to know? The youth in me, enchanted by fevered passion, and blood heated by sun's warm golden glow, loved one with vernal heart, who sought to love again. A fleet season, 'twas not eternal. How was I to know?
Bravo, thank you, BC. So one of the things with this show, there's no animation. It's kind of like being on constant window. You want to clap, you want to put some little animation down, but you can't do it. So these are really great pieces. So for those of you in Second Life, you can hear Bonchance most Sundays and sometime other times reading different works. So from some of the authors he mentions that he likes, and also his own work, both poetry, treatises, short stories, sort of a nice medley of different genre of writing. So we're going to do one more, BC, I hope. We're keeping with the three theme of poetry, and then we'll go back and hear some more music by Lindsay. So do you have a third you've chosen for us?
Sure. How about one with some movement?
Sure.
Running Brook. All of this running, still running, seems it will never stop. So much running downhill, how did so much get to the top? This running, running, does this running never cease? Oh, tell me, running, running brook, will you ever bring us peace? Could you slow down just a bit, a moment to do some talking? In all this traveling downhill, have you ever considered walking?
That's a good one. That's a good one. So you do have a question in that one. That's great. So I know some of these pieces are, you've written them a while ago. Like, what typically inspire you when you're writing or to write on certain subjects?
It's really funny. The muse grabs you at any time. Sometimes playfulness, the humor comes out on some things when you start to write. You could start to write one thing and something jumps in the way and takes over. And you end up writing something totally different. And I think that one thing that does work well is challenges, where someone gives you a word challenge. Or if you have a good painting and you can do an interpretation of what you see in the painting, that's also a good way to inspire a story. And there's some very good sponsors of doing different types of challenges for just that very thing. Short stories are very good for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great, especially in Second Life and other sort of virtual platform where people can do, you know, they have prompts and weekly meetings where people can come and write regularly. I think that's when I did most of my writing. I have not been writing as much when I don't have a place where you go to, but you never know where the inspiration is going to come through. So hopefully you're going to keep writing, BC. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I hope you'll come back and then share some more, hopefully some more treatises and other poetry from 2015 or even before. We call those vintage, and it's great hearing them from like 2011, 2013, or 12, and compare them to the new works that you're working on.
I very much enjoyed it. Thank you, Red.
So I wanted to let viewers know what's going on Constant Window tonight. What do we have? We have Cafelina has Mary Lei Wuhan, who has a CD release that's coming out at 7 p.m. Then there is a 8 p.m. show, Charlie Moosbrook. This is a pre-Labor Day show going on. And again, you can always go to concertwindow.com to see who is performing and enjoy some of the program we have. And in Second Life, there's always something going on. We have Terry Lynn Melody performing live at, actually, she's performing right now at the Lemon Walk Cafe. And just keep checking on our event calendar for more events. I want to thank everyone for listening in today. Also to all my followers on Twitter for all the support. Again, special thanks to Grimley for suggesting Lindsey Sterling. And thank you to Bonchance Longfall for sharing his treatise and poetry. So now we're going to finish with Shatter Me, which is the title of Lindsey Sterling's CD. You can find her on SoundCloud, but first you can go to her website, lindseysterling.com, and you'll be able to connect with her on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and of course, get her CD if you're a big fan. And now we're going to close with Shatter Me. Again, thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.
Mechanical heart, beat through the song, disappear.